Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. You can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, I'm really excited for this one. We're going to talk about adding artificial intelligence. That's right. It's the future, but we're going to learn how to add AI superpowers to WordPress. And joining us for that conversation is someone very familiar with this. I'd like to welcome from Angry Creative, Mr. David Lockie. David, welcome back to Press This.
Hi, David. Thanks. Nice to be back.
Nice. I know you're like my future topic guest. You've actually been on the show before. And what did you talk about last time? Remind everybody.
Probably blockchain. That's like my other tech darling is crypto and blockchain. So I probably wax lyrical about that. And I think that was, didn't we do that at a WordCamp? I remember it being pretty hot. Was that Berlin?
Could have been very around then. I know, you know, I did another episode with Sebastian when, you know, he got that round where he won that competition there. And I think yours was shortly before that. So I'm sure it was probably connected to WordCamp EU in Berlin. You know, WordCamp EU is coming up next week or this week, should I say, on our broadcast date.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I know.
So quickly.
I'm really looking forward to that. If you're at WordCamp EU, keep an eye out for me. I'll be giving an interview about why contributing to WordPress is important to WP Engine. If you're going to WordCamp EU, I look forward to see you there virtually. David, hopefully you'll be around. But for this episode, what we're really talking about is, you know, the use of artificial intelligence with WordPress. Like, why does it matter? How could you use it? What do the principles of AI look like? And how might that inform your strategy? These are kind of the things we want to talk about here with David today. I think the other context is like, well, why does any of this matter? Like, what is the material outcome? Like, AI is cool, I guess, but like, does it actually have a material impact to the WordPress sites that you build and optimize? So David, I'm going to kick off, and I know I asked you this in your last episode, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say every listener here didn't catch that one. But why don't you briefly tell me a little bit about your WordPress origin story? How did you get started with WordPress?
Sure. So I was working with some friends on kind of clean energy tech, and we were building a marketplace to help that marketplace connect people. And their platform was built in ASP. I learned some HTML and CSS along the way, and eventually realized I'd learned enough to put together a website, which I did a few times. In fact, enough times to get frustrated by not having a templated approach. So I looked for a way to template websites, and WordPress was the only thing I could get running on my Windows laptop at the time through what I'd like to call brute force software engineering. After that, I was basically up and running, built some sites for friends and family, started freelancing full time, doing WordPress freelancing. Started Pragmatic as an agency a few years after that. Got super busy, kept getting really busy. And then last summer, sold the business to Angry Creative. So that's back in July. So I'm now a CMO with Angry Creative, who are based out of Sweden primarily.
Well, congrats on that acquisition. I know it's a labor of love to build and grow an agency. And when did you first, like, do you remember the year roughly you first started using WordPress?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was 2007.
2007. So right after short widgets and shortcodes were introduced, or before, yeah, or right in that time frame, which would have been an exciting time to be in WordPress.
I remember like custom post types being an amazing new thing.
2010, really kind of transformative moment. I think of that moment as when WordPress really became a CMS. Is the CPT moment back in 2010. A lot of things came into existence right after then. WP Engine, the company I worked for, WooCommerce came right after that. A lot of things actually came as a fast follow to CPTs. So we have these moments, of course, in WordPress where there's this kind of change. People start using technology different. I think AI is you know, perhaps one of those things, at least in terms of augmenting WordPress. Real quickly, could you tell me about Angry Creative, though, like the work you're doing now?
Yeah, sure. So out of a lot of things, I think we did right at Pragmatic, something that Angry Creative have done better is focusing on WooCommerce and productizing around that. So they're a specialist WooCommerce and WordPress agency, otherwise very similar to what Pragmatic was. So we're based in Europe and Africa now, and our mission is basically all about WooCommerce, world-class WooCommerce. We have a product called Color, which takes many of the sort of classic WooCommerce open source software pain points, things like cost versus quality, how to choose the right plugins and modules, how to undertake sort of maintenance in a painless way, make it feel a little bit more like a SaaS. And to that sort of pain-free experience, we add some specific features, especially around internationalization of WooCommerce. So for folks who are starting to butt up against, for example, being a UK business selling into the EU or vice versa, where you need to have different tax, shipping, payment options, all that kind of stuff, WooCommerce then sort of takes on a new level of complexity, and that's really where Carla and our expertise steps in, because we've done that a lot of times, and I guess a lot of agencies have done it a few times, but it's what we do all day every day, so we're really kind of focusing in on that niche.
I love it. As our CEO Heather Brunner often says, where there's focus, there's progress. So it's really interesting to hear about the focus there at Angry Creative. Also, as I heard you talk about the e-commerce and WooCommerce focus, I started imagining all these use cases, perhaps for AI in the e-com sense that, you know, I've either used or seen kind of out in the wild. So I could see why that focus would lend itself to AI-based strategies. Now, to kind of orient folks, like, the term AI gets thrown around a lot, right? So in simple terms, how do you define the principles of artificial intelligence or machine learning?
Yeah, it is used, and I've used a lot, and I think, like, there are a few things that come to mind. So when I think about AI, I try and remind myself that it's not just another tech. You know, it's not like 5G or crypto. Like, AI is sort of, it's truly a whole other type of technology. I don't think anything has the same potential to disrupt and change the world around us as AI. We can't really imagine, like, more intelligence than we have. It's sort of like one of those natural limits of the human brain. But if we can build something that's smarter than us, then, you know.
Yeah, but how is it smarter? And like, what are the principles of building? Like, what goes into it? Like, what is the material output? Like, from the high level principle perspective, like, what are the kind of jobs that it can do?
Sure. So first, it's important to know that AI is really a family or a suite of technologies, not any single one. So you've got everything from generative adversarial networks, which can produce images, right through to machine learning, which is more sort of data science and building models. And really, the way to think about AI as a sort of as a suite is that it's the ability for like something non-natural, so like software, to acquire and apply knowledge and skills. So for example, with machine learning, rather than it being about giving inputs and a program, applying computation and getting the answer, it's about giving the inputs and desired results and creating a model from the computation.
If I could like kind of dumb it down a little bit more, it's really about this notion of acquiring knowledge, so either feeding it data or training it data, analyzing that knowledge, and then producing an output, either a prediction or some piece of content or whatever the use case is for how it's going to apply the knowledge, and kind of a definition of success that you would teach it or use it to teach it. And so these are the kind of basic principles. I want to dive in a little bit deeper though here. And I also want to, of course, get into like, well, how am I going to use this on my website? Sure. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. We're in the middle of our episode about using artificial intelligence within the WordPress context. We're interviewing David Locke of Angry Creative. David, right before the break, you were kind of describing from the high level, like what you thought about what defines artificial intelligence. You kind of touched on the fact that it's centered around acquiring knowledge, defining what success looks like, leveraging the technologies to kind of interpret the data you feed into it, to make predictions or take actions, that a human would not be able to do in as timely or perhaps an accurate as manner. Is that a good summary of your view of like what AI is?
Yeah, that's pretty good. And listening to my words play back, I think like there are some useful distinctions. So like computing, like non-AI based computing is all about data and information. So if we think about knowledge overall, it's hierarchical. So at the top, you've got knowledge. At the top, you've got wisdom. Under that, you've got understanding. Under that, you've got knowledge, then information, then data. So traditional computing kind of gets you up to information and limited knowledge, depending on sort of the complexity of the information space. But really, if you want to have a system, like a non-organic system, which has true understanding and wisdom, then that's when you're starting to look at these technologies. Because the algorithms you'd have to create otherwise using sort of traditional programming techniques are just too complex. And so you were talking a little bit there about outcomes as well. So there's a whole array of outcomes that AI is good for. It can be anything from sort of perception through suggestion, indeed automation. So just doing stuff that humans can do, but at infinite scale. And then we move on to sort of the higher level AI outcomes like prediction and really situational awareness, which is sort of understanding exactly what's going on and therefore what to do about it, which is definitely not something that Word has ever proven itself capable of doing.
That's a great rundown of the kind of simple principles behind it. I'm just curious though, so like help me understand or help the audience understand, like what are some common use cases for using artificial intelligence or machine learning on a website? Like what's a website use case for when you'd want to do it?
Yeah, so great question. And I've tried to think about this in a few different ways. So there's generating content automatically. One of the sort of superpowers that AI has is the potential for, rather than us trying to predict what people are like looking for, so filmmakers having to create a movie and then expect people to watch it, it's like it's generative content, generative on the fly content. So that could be used for generating blogs or how-to tutorials. I did see like a very cool example of turning a product page into a product video. So interpreting the content that's on an e-commerce product page and using that to build a like product video out. I thought that was pretty impressive. Then there's sort of augmenting human content production. So that's anything from suggesting things which would be a good fit for your blog, for your site, right through to things like improving accessibility. So making sure that every time that you upload an image, it's got useful tagging descriptions, accessibility features, and the same thing for video. So for example, using cognitive services to essentially watch a video and then transcribe the text that is within that can be useful for SEO, definitely useful for accessibility. So there's generating content, there's augmenting people who are generating content, and then you've got this sort of idea I touched on before, which is the content distribution and consumption. So like a really clear example of this is using something like the Amazon Polly plugin to turn a WordPress post into voice so that you can ask your Amazon Echo what the news is from your favorite site, and it can read that post for you. So that's obviously really useful for people with like a visual impairment, for example. But that idea of taking content from one form and distributing it into other forms, I think is something that we're only starting to see the power of. So if you are even like you and I, so we're on our phones or we're on our desktop, we're in a noisy place, a quiet place, we've got lots of time, we've got not much time, but we still want to get the information. So if we create the content, but our devices can kind of filter that down and optimize it for consumption. You know, maybe it turns it into a video, maybe it turns it into like a summary. So text compression, text expansion, those are all sort of useful technologies within this sort of family of technologies. This is all a lot about content so far. There's a couple of final uses that I want to check on as well. One is like personalization. So this is the idea of, when you visit a site, it recognizes you and doesn't treat you like it treats everybody else. And this is sort of proven to be really good for conversion rates and engagement, and something that WP Engine's Gen Y research has shown to be super important with the generations that are coming through who are sort of grown up with apps who very much personalize. And so personalization is just a job that humans can't do once you get beyond like 10 visitors to your website. So if you want to do this sort of application of data and insight at scale, you have to automate it, and the number of variations quickly exceed what you can do with traditional algorithms. So again, personalization is sort of dependent on these types of technologies. And then I guess the final use case is it's like right at the code level. So how do we write better quality, more secure code in a faster and more efficient way. And I'm not sure whether you've seen GPT-3. Have you been following? Right. Okay. So GPT-3 is like the third iteration. There was no second one of a project called OpenAI. And it's essentially like a token prediction engine, where a token can be a number, a word, it can be code, it can be anything at all. So the idea is that if you seed it with like the first few lines of a sentence, it can finish it. Or if you seed it with the first few lines of a poem, it will complete the poem. And there's been some like really staggering results that come back from that. Like there's some examples where people have described the like an application that they want to build, and GPT-3 will like literally build the React JSX code in a functional way, or it can generate music. So it's like, it's a very general purpose AI. That's I think the G in GPT stands for G, but it's like its promise for doing a lot of the legwork for software development itself is pretty profound. And I think it was only this week that Microsoft released a sort of a study or had a big discussion around the implications for that.
Those are some really, that's a good rundown, I think, of the use cases that I've kind of run across. And I love how you named a couple of projects I actually worked on there. So thank you for that. But just to kind of play that back, we've got the ability to create kind of content in an automated way, similar perhaps to the GPT-3 approach, or maybe even including it. But this notion that AI can assist us in creating content, it can assist us in recommending things to our users, by, you know, providing the right products or the right content for them in the right moment. You talked about its use to transform content. That's where you mentioned the Amazon Polly plugin. That was one of the projects that one of my teams got to work on. It was a lot of fun in helping the folks to transform that text content into speech. You talked about the notion of using it in compression, personalization, which obviously has a lot of clear benefits, especially in the WooCommerce and e-commerce context, which I know you're focused on. And then the code level, you know, I'd heard about some of those technologies. I'm gonna have to do a little reading on GPT-3. But, you know, I think I've seen a lot of this in the content creation space. And, you know, having this, you know, assistive technology, right? It's not gonna write perfect code, it's not gonna write perfect content, but it's gonna get you a lot of the way there. And then you can kind of edit and build on top of it. I think those are powerful use cases that people have really only scratched the surface of. In terms of leveraging this tech in their website and in their workflows. I want to talk about some specific tools that, you know, people always want to know, like, how do I do this? But we're going to take our one more quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.fm show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're talking about using AI on your WordPress site. David Locke of Angry Creative is walking us through those strategies. David, right before the break, you kind of covered some of the common use cases for leveraging AI on your website around content creation, even code creation, transforming content, personalization. Thought those were great examples. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. Are there tools that help people implement these strategies? You mentioned the Poly plugin by Amazon. What other WordPress tools are out there for folks that don't have to require them becoming data scientists?
Yeah, so I think the first one to note is that you're more than likely already using or benefiting from some AI technologies, even if you're just using sort of what you might think is standard plugins. So for example, Yoast SEO or Jetpack or Kismet. I think WP Engine Smart Plugin Manager uses some definitely some advanced data science. I'm not sure whether it strictly uses machine learning or not.
It does.
Yeah, okay. And then there's also one that we really like for e-commerce called Clark, which is around personalization for WooCommerce sites. So any of those are sort of already leveraging those technologies. If you want to play around with things that are more specifically adding AI into the mix, there's a plugin by TenUp called Classif AI. I'm not sure if they made that difficult to pronounce on purpose, but it will hook into the cognitive services of folks like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and bring some of those cognitive services into your WordPress site. So that can do things like automatic category suggestion or automatically adding meta descriptions or alt tags to images. There's another plugin called Watson Finds that does that. There's a plugin called Wordlift that will do some assistive SEO that leverages ML tech. There's also I've just seen this one fairly recently, a search plugin called Chili Search, which I think looks like it's similar to some of the Elasticsearch AI tech, but looks very targeted at WordPress. That looks really interesting. And then there are some simpler ones. So, you know, the Amazon Poly plugin or the automatic alternative text plugin, if you just want to save your editors a little bit of time and make sure you're hitting those accessibility standards every time. If you are on the development side, one tool that you could play around with is something called Tab9. And so Tab9 and also the GitHub vulnerability detection engine, that they both use machine learning technologies to help developers produce better code. And one of the sort of fascinating things around this tech is that when you think about GitHub and the amount of open source code that's been written by people, essentially, like, good AI depends on good models. And GitHub is a data source for training a model, like a development environment, is incredibly interesting. So whilst you say, you know, you said about development, it might not be producing perfect code or whatever, you know, it's benefiting from like millions of developer hours of development. So, you know, it's probably pretty good. And yeah, some of these tools are more in-depth than others. Some are pretty plug and play and you don't even need to know the tech that's behind it.
That's fantastic. I was actually taking some notes here for my own purposes. I always love it when I do that with the guests. I'm like, oh, I gotta go try that. But it sounded like awesome. You kind of mentioned that, like, look, you know, you may already be using this. I mean, to your point, Jetpack has, you know, artificial intelligence capabilities within it on some of their products. You'd mentioned WP Engine's Smart Plugin Manager product. We use machine learning to flag false positives for visual regression testing and then kind of factor them out of the automated VRT. I'm going to go check out Clark for Woo personalization. Thanks for that one. I love the passive AI reference, you know, the kind of auto tagging of images and things like that with the photo, Photog Google API and things like that. Super helpful. Weirdlift, love those folks and what they're doing with SEO. I'm going to have to check out Chili Search. We use ElasticPress for an offering at WP Engine called Instant Store Search, but I haven't checked out Chili yet. And then Tab 9 for vulnerability detection. I thought that was very clever.
So, Tab 9 is like a development environment that will auto suggest stuff, but like more comprehensively than a typical IDE. And then GitHub has some vulnerability detection stuff built in now. So if you use GitHub as your like master repo, then it can help you detect any sort of insecure.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you, David, so much for joining us here today.
No worries. Thanks for having me on anytime.
Awesome. If you'd like to learn more about what David is up to, please visit angrycreative.uk. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.